You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated. Hey, Drew, I want to start with the forecast for South America as it relates to La Nina. We know that that has a big impact on growing conditions during their season, and that's just beginning. So where do we stand at this point?
Well, you know, we've got La Nina-like conditions where the ocean temperatures are a little bit cooler biased right now, but they are not, they haven't gone cool enough to qualify as a La Nina event. And of course, NOAA came out a week or so ago and said that the odds were pretty much against going into La Nina for this this autumn or winter. And I kind of have to agree with them a little bit. Looking at the data, there isn't much incentive for sudden insurgences of greater cooling to take place. So with that said, the South America forecast is going to be a little tricky this time around because we are going to have a slight bit of flavor from what is a little La Nina-like, but for the most part, other weather patterns will be prevailing. So that is going to translate into this. For the next 30 days, I believe we're going to have some very dry weather. In Argentina in particular, especially the west and north, and very warm temperatures. Brazil will also be very warm and dry in the north, including Mato Grosso and portions of Goiás and Tocantins and Bahia and northern Minas Gerais. All those areas will continue to be dry through the middle of October. The southern parts of Brazil will see some rain. It'll be timely, but yet lighter than normal, and enough that some fieldwork will likely take place, but there'll be some grumblings about the lack of moisture. And then as we get into the October 15th to November 15th time period, during that 30 days, we'll see rain beginning to increase. It'll increase more in southern Brazil and center-west Brazil than it will in Argentina. We'll probably continue to have somewhat of a dry bias in parts of Argentina during that 30-day period, although rain should be occurring more routinely. The situation in Brazil will get better in that period from October 15th to November 15th, so that planting will be moving along at a fairly good clip. Conditions in the following 30 days from November 15th to December 15th will likely be plenty moist. I think we're going to see timely rains in a significant manner in Brazil, and Argentina weather will improve as well, although Argentina will always still be a little bit of a lagger on precipitation. So there may be some ongoing drier tendencies there. But Brazil, I think by the time we get into the heart of November and early December, I think it's going to be raining fairly routinely. If La Nina comes back into play in a major way, then I think we could probably see a little more dryness in Brazil. But I just don't think we've got enough of that in the oceans right now to cause a real serious problem. And the 18-year cycle does support some timely rainfall. It's just a little bit late in coming.
To summarize then, they'll start and not be terribly delayed?
Yeah, you know, we have to keep in mind that starting tomorrow is when they can plant soybeans in Mato Grosso. And so there's going to be a lot of pressure on some of those farmers who want to plant corn later in the year to get started here in the next 2 weeks, and they're going to find it being a little too dry. And the marketplace will start echoing that a little bit. So even though what you just said is completely right, I think there'll still be enough dryness concerns in this next 30 days that it will still drive the market a little bit higher.
Thanks so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.